Blog Talk Radio.
This is Getting It Done with your host, Dr. Walter Dean.
Yes, I did.
That was a new group, and they're called the C.D. Joanna Cascamora Presentia Rita. Asked me what that's saying. Say, Joan and Carl Mauro group Presente. But today I decided not to do what I had planned on really accomplishing one person or the number of people singing the same song. And after thinking about it, you got to be somewhat sort of a ridiculous thought. But, you know, it's, you know, we have all these thoughts. So I'm going to do something right now. And still in that same kind of tone or same kind of Spanish-Latin kind of beat. Let's listen.
We must
A Brazilian thing called The Wave. Carlos Adjerto Labim recorded it first with Frank Sinatra. And this is Arreyes. Her name is Arreyes. With a big band, with a huge band. And I like the beat. I like the song, but I like the beat more. The beat keeps the song driving. And so we've spent a little time today just with two songs that come from the South America area. Let's listen to somebody else from that era.
Thank you.
That was Scott Hamilton's group, led by the great Andrea Motis, and the young lady is singing, Joan Camorado. I may not be saying it right, but Camorado, yeah. By the way, I have in my studio, or in my office while we're broadcasting, the lucky Mary Kay, who is with me today. Say hi, Mary.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah, it's nice to have her. You know, she's keeping me on point. She's just fixed me a nice salad. I just finished eating part of it. And we had a great time yesterday evening. I picked her from the airport, and she came up to visit, and so she just wanted to have an opportunity to be in the studio to listen to the music. So every now and then you'll hear her chirping in the back, clapping or laughing or something, you know, because she really believes that she's all that and four bags of chips. I think she's worth even more, maybe five bags of chips.
Organic.
Yeah, organic, yes. What you've been listening to, ladies and gentlemen, is it South American, different renditions of different South American beats and music. But more importantly, the people who are performing them are young people. Joan is probably around 16 years old in a song we just finished playing, and the young ladies that sang previously, the youngest one is 14 or 13, and they go all the way up to the ages of 17 years of age. Unreal. So I just want to let you know that we're losing a lot of jazz musicians. They're passing on. But it seems like there's a stockpile of replacements. So let's continue. We did a wave, too. The gentleman who played the bass on the wave, Arias, is in his early 20s. And so we have a continuation of that. Let's go on to some more jazz bands. So let's listen up. Okay, listen up.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
We'll talk about some young people. These are some young ladies. And none of them have been repeated. These are all different groups that are with La Saint Andre jazz band. There's no mention of who they are, but they're evidently music students. Andreas is known for going from one place to the next, finding young talent, and then making something out of them. And they go on their own and start making some really fantastic, creative music. Now, what you've been listening to are the young people who are starting to come out now. We really need them. And what we're going to do now is we're going to move on to St. Andreas Jazz Band. And these are some of the older people. But may I introduce you to even some young girls who are even younger? Can you believe that? Let's give a listen.
Thank you.
Money Saint Andrea Jazz Band featuring Jesse Davis and the young lady who played trumpet for us in the earlier piece, Joan Campomero. The only person who was an older person out there was Andrea and Jesse Davis. Everybody else that you heard, whether it was a trombone soloist, whether it was a bass soloist, whether it was the trumpet soloist or even the saxophone, only well, a saxophone player, he was an older person. But everybody else, the piano player was fantastic. And all of these look like their ages range in high school, between high school and elementary school. But they've got talent. And, you can't replace any of the older jazz musicians who have passed on. But you're going to have giving an opportunity for some of these young people right today to actually do a lot in terms of establishing their own selves. And that's what Andre does. He's doing that. Let's go on to Georgia on My Mind, making it a bicultural thing. Let's listen to some
other. It's always a lot of fun. It's always great connecting with new people and see what's going to happen. The great thing about music, especially obviously music that's related to jazz, is what we usually do here. The element of the unexpected and just flying by the seat of your pants and get you out of your rut a little bit. Hopefully, I respect everybody. Everybody's got something to say musically, so I give them respect before I even hear them. And I take the good and work with that.
Right, so we were talking about Georgia before, right?
Yeah. So F, Q, F.
Right. And what do you do?
Yeah.
And on the bridge,
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just heard was a jam session that was recorded. Most jam sessions are not recorded, but in this particular case, one was. And it was done with Grace Kelly, who's playing an alto saxophone. Can't be anymore. She can't be anymore. 17, 18 years old or so. All around her were professional men who, when they were talking in the studio, they knew exactly what the other one was supposed to do and when they were supposed to do it. And they talked about it, and then they went and did it. And that's what you heard. Fantastic. We're going to leave them for a minute. By the way, this is Getting It Done, and I'm your host, Dr. Walter Dean, along with a dear friend. Maybe more than that. I don't know. We're working on it. Mary Kay. So look, what I'm going to do, I'm going to pull up somebody who's been around a long time, and I want you to hear that this person right now has still got it. They don't perform any more than 6 times a year. I don't know if we have enough time to do the whole thing, but we're going to go as far as we can so y'all can get a big listen to none other than...
I have a copy of it right here. It's called Alive in America. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Steely Dan.
Changed over in a stereo in the year 2000. Steely Dan performed two tunes on the Late Show, October the 20th, 1995. Josie's one of them. That's the song you just heard. We don't have too much time left. It being that we do have some time, I would like for you to hear a person who's gone on, passed on. I did the young people. We did the older band. And I'd like for you to hear one older singer who's no longer with us, and that is, along with his saxophone player, John Coltrane, Johnny Hartman.
I used to be all very good. So come what may, where one relaxes on the actions of the wheel of life, to get the feel of life, some jazz and cocktails. The girls I knew had sat and selling great places, with distant great places, that used to be there, you could see where they've been washed away by too many through the day. 12 o'clock till. Then you came home with your barren soul to tell me the madness. I thought for a while that your wondrous smile was turned with the sadness of a great love for me. Oh, yes, I was wrong. Lonely again, and lonely all by me. Everything seemed so sure. Now life is awful again, a chalk wall of hearts. Could only be a fool. Weak and powerless.
Love for Sale, and we'll fade out into the day, but have a good weekend.